allowing us to call you in your hometown.
Thank you. Nice.
It's really nice to hear you. So you've been listening to All Ears on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting you live from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. Next up, we have Moon Grok, and we just want to thank you so much for tuning in today, and thank you, Mormay, again for calling in.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for listening, everyone.
And we hope you have a great night, and if you do have any questions or comments, please feel free to submit them to our Ask page, which is ask.fm/allearsUBC, and we'll try our best to answer them live on air. Thank you so much, Mormay.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Sprouts, you've ate here before. Community Eats is back for the summer.
We are your local food co-op.
We are your volunteer opportunity.
We are your meeting place.
We are your nutritious Friday lunch.
We are sustainability.
We are community.
Eats every Friday.
Come by with a reusable container, donate, and tell us what community means to you. Friday, 11:30 to 3 p.m. Food, fun, friends.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
Yes, bravo. Yes, indeed. This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know what?
CITR.
Is?
Sure, it's over there.
And over there is where that sound is coming from. Right, Mr. Marconi?
Through the air, across the ocean, the first time ever.
Timber Concerts and CITR present The Fresh and Onlys, with special guest The Shilohs, Friday, July 11th at the Electric Owl Social Club. It's an early show, with doors at 7 and the show at 8. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records and Zulu Records, or online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, go to thefreshandonlys.blogspot.ca.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was something from Almond Dunes. The track is called I Can't Dig It off the new album called Love out on Sacred Bones Records. And they're going to be playing tonight here in Vancouver, playing at the Biltmore tonight. And definitely check out the show. It should be starting around 8, I'm pretty sure. And they're going to be playing with, I do believe, another artist out on Sacred Bones. Let me see. Yeah, they're going to be playing with something from a record label from Capture Tracks. You can hear something from AXA tonight. So definitely check out the show. Once again, that's Almond Dunes going to be playing tonight at the Biltmore. And if you're not familiar, Almond Dunes is based out of New York, I do believe, and put out some stuff on Sacred Bones Records. But previously, they've put stuff out on the Locust Music label, which is, I think, a Chicago label. But they put out a lot of kind of psych and lo-fi drone-y stuff that's similar to Almond Dunes. So you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. Going to be on air until 8 p.m. tonight. If you want to hear anything, don't forget to give me a call. Let me see. The number is 604-822-2487. And don't forget to check out the website, citr.ca, and check out the schedule and how to get involved and podcasts and pretty much everything you need to know about CITR. So I'm pretty excited to announce this upcoming show in October. There's going to be a show with Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats. They're going to be playing at the Rickshaw, I do believe. And they're going to be playing with Danova, a pretty heavy kind of psych stoner band out on Kimata Records. So it's going to be a pretty heavy show. So definitely check it out. Once again, that's October 7th, and that's going to be with Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats. You can hear something from the Uncle Acid and Deadbeats album called Bloodlust, probably one of my favorites. Came out in 2012, and you can hear a track called Death's Door. And if you're not familiar with Uncle Acid and Deadbeats, check them out. They're from Cambridge. Pretty heavy stoner stuff, kind of like Electric Wizard, Black Sabbath type stuff. After Uncle Acid and Deadbeats, you can hear something from something from Danova. They're going to be opening up, and they're from Portland, and they put out some stuff on the K-Motto record label, so you know it's a sign of quality there. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats. This track is called Death's Door. Thank you.
is the last night you remember. Tomorrow on your thoughts are not your own. The landing got beyond them, come apart you. Just where you've gone, you'll never know.
What will make you let go? Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
I call it transcendence. Transcendence. I call it transcendence.
Psy trance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, break beat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
I call it transcendence.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was a pretty heavy set that you heard. That was something from Portland's Danova. Track taken from their debut album, which is also the same name, Danova. And you heard the track called Song Dance, and that came out on K-Moto Records. And prior to that was something from Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats. The track was called Death's Door off the album Bloodlust that came out in 2012. And once again, those guys are going to be playing October 7th at the Rickshaw Theater. So definitely pick up a ticket. It's going to be an awesome show. It's part of Uncle Acid's tour called Acid Across America. So you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and we'll be on air until 8 p.m. tonight. If you want to hear anything, give me a call, 604-822-2487. And I was away a couple weeks ago. Fortunately, you couldn't make it out. But thanks to thanks to anyone that failed in. And once again, this is an alternating time slot. Previously, it's Sam Squanch's Hideaway with Anita. And then it alternates with me, Canada Post Rock. So we're going to keep going with some more stuff coming up in the next, like, new shows coming into Vancouver is what you're going to hear. And you hear something from a band that's going to be playing on the 12th, and you're going to hear something from Wolves in the Throne Room. They're going to be playing Sunday, July 13th, and they'll be playing at Venue. It's going to be a pretty heavy black metal show. And if you're not familiar, Wolves in the Throne Room are based out of Olympia in Washington, and they're pretty... It's pretty straightforward. Well, not straightforward. It's pretty like ambient, droney music with some black metal and post-rock elements. This previous album that just came out is pretty different from what their usual black metal albums are. It's a lot more like just droney and noise and ambient, and not a whole lot of vocals. So it's kind of a polarizing album. But you can hear something from an older Wolves in the Throne Room album. The first one I heard, which was back in 2007, it's called Two Hunters, and it came out on Southern Lord Records, one of their previous labels. From Wolves in the Throne Room, you can hear a track called The Cleansing, and this is a little bit more of the sound that you're used to from Wolves in the Throne Room. So I'm kind of not sure how it's going to go on the show. I don't know what stuff they're going to be playing, but should be pretty interesting. So definitely check it out. Once again, that's July 13th. Wolves in the Throne Room at Venue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This track is called The Cleansing.
Thank you. Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part 4 of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And what you just heard was something from Wolves in the Throne Room. They're going to be playing on July 13th, Sunday, at venue, and gonna be playing with a couple of their black metal bands, so it should be a pretty interesting show. You heard a track from their 2007 release called Two Hunters. You heard the track called The Cleansing, one of their really first popular albums that came out on Southern Lord Records. So I got about an hour left on the program, and we're gonna keep going with some more stuff. We're gonna take a bit of a left turn from what we've heard the past little while. I've been hearing some pretty heavy stuff, but we'll move into more kind of a kind of quirky sounding set in this next bit. You're gonna hear something from Friendly Rich, which is a guy based out of Toronto, or Brampton, Ontario, I should say. He's got a new album out called Bountiful, and he's got a really kind of almost quirky circus-like sound, but he's got a really rough, gravelly voice similar to Tom Waits. From his new album called Bountiful, you can hear a track called The Secret Tale of the Cuckoo Road. And check out some more stuff from his from Friendly Rich. He's got a really kind of quirky circus sound. It's almost kind of, almost like childlike music. I don't know. You can check out some more stuff at his website, which is friendlyrich.com. After that, you can hear something from Halifax, a group called Cousins. Cousins just put out a new album out on Hand Drawn Dracula, which is, I do believe, one of the guys from, let me see. Oh, I think Brian Burchert has some stuff out on that label. But anyways, they put out a new album. It's called, I'm just trying to grab it. It's called The Halls of Wickwire, for Wickwire, and you can try it called Death Man. And from Cousins, this is their, they put out a new album out on Bada Bing Records. So in Canada, it's going to be put out on Hand Drawn Dracula. And in the States, it's going to be put out on Bada Bing Records. You may know Bada Bing from the first Beirut album, as well as The Dead Sea, Patrick Clean Denim. They're a Brooklyn-based label that puts out some great, great music. So definitely check out some more from them. From Cousins, like I said, you can hear a track called Death Man. But first, right here on CITR, this track is from Friendly Rich. This track is called The Secret Tale of the Cuckoo Bird.
Cause that cuckoo bird, it done you wrong. She fooled you with the fatal twang and never saw.
Catalano Street Party, Vancouver's biggest music and arts festival, is back July 12th from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Come on down to West 4th Avenue for over 50 great bands, including Grapes of Wrath, Ben Sinister, Humans, Lightning Dust, and a special performance by the Poppy Family, starring Susan Jax with members of the New Pornographers, Black Mountain, and Destroyer. Over 40 tasty food carts, hundreds of Vancouver's best vendors, and the new Desjardins Family Zone will highlight the day. Catalano Street Party, Saturday, July 12th, brought to you with love by the merchants of West 4th Avenue.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we've got about 40 minutes left on the program. And don't forget to check out the website, citr.ca. And if you're a UBC student looking for something to do in the summer, definitely drop by the station and volunteer. There's a lot of ways you can help out. You can either do your own show, radio show, or you can do other stuff. Like you can poster, promote events happening in Vancouver, review music, and there's all kinds of different stuff you could do throughout the summer at CITR. And once again, the website is citr.ca. Check out the schedule and podcasts and playlists. And once again, I'm your host, P-Bone, and what you just heard was something from Cousins. The track was called Death Man off the new album called Halls of Wickwire. This came out on Can-Drawn Dracula as well as Bada Bing Records. Prior to that, you heard something from Friendly Rich, and you had the track off his new album called Bountiful. You heard the track called Secrets of the Cuckoo Bird. So recently I checked out a show at the Rickshaw Theater. It was Sharon Van Etten along with Jaina Hunter opening up. Pretty great show, and hopefully you made it out to it. You can hear something from the new Sharon Van Etten album. It's called Are We There? And you'll hear a track called Your Love Is Killing Me. And she previously played at the Media Club, which is a kind of smaller venue and smaller set. But it's pretty cool to see her almost filling up the Rickshaw Theater. And opening up for her was Jaina Hunter. And you may know Jaina Hunter from her band called Lower Dens. They're based out of Baltimore, and they have kind of a shoegazy guitar sound. But previous to that, she put out a lot of, I guess it's kind of psych, folky music that's that she put out previously. It's kind of haunting and dark and moves into a little bit more kind of guitar-based pop. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling here. You can hear something from Jaina Hunter's 2007 album called There's No Home. And how she played is she just played like a guitar and had like a little drum machine, laptop, and a couple other stuff beside her. So anyways, I'm going to stop rambling here. First, right up, this track is called Your Love Is Killing Me by Sharon Van Etten, followed by a track from Jaina Hunter.
My pain, break. I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. That was Jana Hunter with a track called Bird off the 2007 album called There's No Home. Prior to that was new stuff from Sharon Van Etten. You heard the track called Your Love Is Killing Me off the brand new Are We There album out on Jag Jaguar Records. And she just played a show this past Sunday at the Rickshaw Theater. Got about half an hour left on the program, and we're going to keep going with some more stuff, some more Canadian stuff, I should say. You're going to hear a new album from Timber Tambor, based out of Ontario. It's their new release out on Arts and Crafts Records that just came out called Hot Dreams. And some of this was recorded in Eastern Canada, Hotel Tutango, but I do believe some of it was produced and recorded at the New Music Canada Centre in Calgary, which is supposed to be putting out a lot of great recordings and producing albums and just doing all kinds of great stuff for music in Calgary and Canada, I should say. And I do believe this is their fifth album. Once again, it's called Hot Dreams, and it's out on Arts and Crafts Records. From Timber Tambor, you're going to hear a track called Bring Me Simple Men. And then after that, you're going to hear a new release into the station called Brave Parents. And I do believe these guys are based out of Toronto, if I'm not mistaken. Brave Parents have a new album out called Someone to Jump Out at You, and they are, let me see, I'm just checking their Bandcamp. It says Toronto, but it also says Vancouver, so I'm not quite sure. Anyways, from Brave Parents, you can hear a track called Don't Ask, and it's off their album called Someone to Jump Out at You. But first, right here on CITR, this is something from the new Timber Tambor album.
Welcome back, my battered brother. heart and take the upper hand, and may it never be forgotten who here is the better man. There's no competition, buddy, and why does it need to hurt? You can keep the motor running, I'll unload into the dirt. Bring me Superman, free of pride. I like simple men, true and tried. A lesson here from Abel. Leave your swagger by the way. There's an element unstable that your confidence betrays. Every big shot is a hunter. Every hunter's got his prey. You can tell me I'm a good sport, but that doesn't make me game. Bring me Superman, free of pride. Just a simple friend, I like simple men. Bring me Superman,
On Wednesday, July 9th, Almond Dunes comes to the Biltmore Cabaret on tour to support his latest release, Love. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, the Biltmore Cabaret, and online at northerntickets.com. For more information, go to BiltmoreCabaret.com.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And that was a track from a new compilation into the station. It's called Psych Pop 2. A lot of Toronto-based artists. And you hear the group called Mimiko. That's M-I-M-I-C-O. And you hear the track called Batman from Japan. And this is put out on a record label called Optical Sounds. Check them out at opticalsounds.com. And once again, that's the Psych Pop 2 compilation. And you are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. Previous to Mimiko, you heard a track called, or from an artist called Brave Parents, which is actually the work of a previous Vancouver artist who was also in the choir practice. He did some stuff with, He did some stuff with Wood Pigeon, I do believe. Anyways, it's the name is Brave Parents. And it was the work of a guy named Shane Turner. And he previously lived here in Vancouver, but now has moved to Toronto and started this new project. From Brave Parents, they have a new album called Someone to Jump Out at You. And you hear the track called Locus of Control. And at the very top of the set was new stuff from Arts and Crafts with Timber Tambor. And the track called Bring Me Simple Man off the new album called Hot Dreams. So I'm going to move in a different direction here, a little bit more electronic stuff to end the show off this evening. Austra just put out a new EP called Habitat, and they have a new video that just came out for the track called Hulu. And you can check them out on the album out on the SoundCloud. But the new video was directed by an artist named ZZ Powers, who has, I do believe, performed quite a bit with Katie Stelmanis when she was just under the name Katie Stelmanis. And I think she has done some live stuff with Austra. But anyways, the new music video is called Hulu, and definitely check it out on their YouTube page. You can hear that track from Austra. And then after that, some more new stuff into the station. Kind of an experimental Aboriginal artist named Tanya Tagak. She has a new album out called Animism, and you'll hear a track called Umang Mak. It's out on Six Shooter Records, and she incorporates a lot of really experimental vocal-based music, similar to that Bjork album called Medulla. From Animism, you can hear a track called Umang Mak, like I said. And then after that, you can hear an artist out of Victoria called Psychic Pollution. But first, right here on CITR, this is a new track from Austra. This track is called Hulu. Thank you. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. What you just heard was